This is a podcast on climate change and gender development, second in our new Climate Impact series, as summarized from information found in DARA's Climate Vulnerability Monitor of 2010. If you haven't already, tune into our previous discussion on climate change in agriculture. Today we will look at the correlation between gender inequality and climate change vulnerability. We will also explore climate adaptation procedures that involve and improve the lives of women. In comparing its own findings with the Gender Inequality Index published by the United Nations Development Program, the monitor discovered a strong correlation between gender inequality, multidimensional poverty, and vulnerability to climate change. Taken from the monitor's four in-depth case studies, Denmark, 12th in gender development, registers as low in vulnerability to climate change, while Mozambique, 111th, is acutely vulnerable. Promoting gender equality and empowering women is Goal 3 of the Millennium Development Goals for 2015. Reducing gender inequality involves encouraging women to participate in the labor market, supporting female ownership, promoting female education, involving women in decision-making, and improving women's access to healthcare and necessary resources. Gender development is particularly important in terms of the human health impacts of climate change. Disease and not disasters account for the vast majority of climate-related mortality. Children are hit hardest by climate-susceptible illnesses such as malnutrition, diarrhea, and malaria. Gender disparities in access to resources limit the ability of society as a whole to provide adequate care for children at the local level. In addition to influencing public health, gender development programs are necessary to reduce poverty and preserve economic prosperity, since women make up a large number in the agricultural sector, which is heavily impacted by climate change. Now that we've explored the link between gender development and climate vulnerability, we will turn to a discussion of the Climate Vulnerability Monitor's ideas for climate adaptation and how these plans can implicate women. Women make recognized contributions to democratic governance, education, and disaster risk reduction work, in addition to economic prosperity, food production, and social cohesion. However, certain climate adaptation responses apply to women in particular. For example, breastfeeding promotion is among the least costly actions available to the health community today. Exclusive breastfeeding improves child nutrition and eliminates the intake of potentially contaminated food and water. Studies have shown that in developing countries, breastfed children under 6 months of age are 6.1 times less likely to die of diarrhea than infants who are not breastfed. Guidelines and global training programs for the promotion of breastfeeding are well developed and ready to implement. Other programs from the Monitor's Adaptation Performance Review address the effects of climate change on water resources. Implementing accessible water supply systems reduces the work involved in obtaining safe water, a task that can take hours and is often delegated to women. The Monitor's suggestions for water programs include canal lining, water desalination procedures, and the installation of hand pumps. Thank you for listening to this brief discussion of gender and climate change. For more information about climate change vulnerability, please visit www.daraint.org/CVM or tune in soon for another podcast from the Climate Impact series.